A bridge collapsed in Baltimore Harbor. Donald Trump is heading for trial. And the future of airborne electric vehicles is upon us. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Christina Quinn. It's Tuesday, March 26th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed this morning. The Coast Guard said a 948-foot freighter vessel crashed into the bridge at 1:27 a.m. Eastern. Videos showed the bridge collapsing into the Patapsco River. The bridge is a major link in the interstate highway system, but it's not clear how many people were driving on it when it collapsed. Fire officials say they are searching for up to 20 people believed to be in the water, but strong winds and cold temperatures are complicating the rescue mission. This is a developing story. You can follow live updates on our homepage. Number 2. Donald Trump had a legal setback and a win yesterday. First, the setback. A judge refused to delay Trump's hush money trial in New York. This is the case that centers around payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels during Trump's 2016 campaign. The case had been set to go to trial this month until Trump's lawyer said prosecutors had withheld potential evidence. His lawyers wanted to delay it even further. But yesterday, a judge ruled that the historic trial will begin on April 15th. It will be the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Yesterday, Trump spoke about the court's decision.
We have a man who just ruled they'd like the trial to start in 21 days or something. And I don't know how you can have a trial that's going on right in the middle of an election. Not fair. Not fair.
Separately, Trump was allowed to reduce a $464 million bond in his civil business fraud case. The ruling from an appeals court panel saved him from possible financial ruin. He was given 10 days to post $175 million. These decisions came within the span of an hour yesterday. They showed how overlapping court calendars could cause chaos for Trump's presidential campaign in the months ahead. The issue of abortion rights returns to the Supreme Court today. That's number 3. Justices will consider whether to make it more difficult for people to get mifepristone. That's a medication used in more than 60% of U.S. abortions. It was first approved nearly 25 years ago and has been shown in multiple studies to be overwhelmingly safe. This is the first major abortion case taken up by the Supreme Court since it overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. A decision in the mifepristone case is expected to come by early July. But for now, full access to the abortion drug remains in place in states where it is legally allowed. You can follow live updates from this morning's hearing on our homepage, starting at around 10 a.m. Eastern. At number 4, the UN's top decision-making body backed a halt to fighting in Gaza. Yesterday, the UN Security Council issued its first demand for an immediate ceasefire since the Israel-Gaza war began last year. It was able to pass because the U.S. decided not to veto the measure.
The result of the voting is as follows. 14 votes in favor, 0 vote against, 1 abstention. The draft resolution has been adopted as Resolution 2728-2024.
That decision provoked a furious response from Israel. The government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled high-level meetings in Washington, exposing a growing rift between Israel and its closest ally over Israel's brutal military campaign in Gaza. Number 5. Homes belonging to Sean Diddy Combs were raided by federal agents yesterday. Multiple properties belonging to the hip-hop mogul were searched by Homeland Security. Combs has homes in L.A., New York, and Miami. Video clips said to be from the raid circulated on social media. They showed several armored vehicles and law enforcement officers surrounding his home in Los Angeles. The Post reported that the raids were part of an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. Combs faces several lawsuits over accusations including physical abuse, sexual assault, and trafficking.
悲しくというか、まあ、ショックですし、今はそういうふうに。
At number six, baseball star Shohei Ohtani has denied betting on sports. The Los Angeles Dodgers fired Ohtani's interpreter, Ippei Mizuhara, last week. The move followed reports that he stole millions from Ohtani to cover gambling debts. At a news conference yesterday, the Japanese star, through a new interpreter, said he was shocked and saddened that someone he trusted had done this. His remarks clarified the story his representatives have been pushing behind the scenes since the firing last week. Ohtani said that he learned about his interpreter's gambling addiction when the rest of us did. And at number seven, you might soon be able to take an air taxi to the airport. Companies are working on flying electric vehicles to connect heliports with airports. They're known as eVTOLs, or electric vertical takeoff and landing aircraft. It's part of the aviation industry's attempts to tackle its carbon emissions problem, and it could change the way you get to the airport. The idea still needs to get approval from the FAA, but Delta aims to launch flights in New York and Los Angeles as soon as next year. United plans to do the same in Chicago. And if you're planning to go to the Olympics in Paris this summer, you might be able to try out an air taxi there. Whether they will do much to make a dent in the aviation industry's carbon emissions remains to be seen, but they do look pretty cool. You can take a look at one in our newsletter. Just follow the link in our show notes. All right, you're all caught up. But before you go, a reminder that if you're a subscriber to The Washington Post, you can get access to our shows ad-free in Apple Podcasts. And we'll have more fun stuff around the corner. So be sure to find The Washington Post channel in Apple Podcasts and connect your Post subscription. And then stay tuned for more subscriber-only audio benefits, like exclusive and early access episodes. If you're not a subscriber, this is a great time to start. You can sign up at our channel in Apple Podcasts or through the link in our show notes. I'm Christina Quinn. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.